xin chào.
Annyeonghaseyo.
Sawasdee ka.
Sawasdee. Ni hao.
Xin chào.
Mình là bao.
Kamusta ka?
Hey everybody, welcome to Dragon Radio, dragonradio.hk. I'm Tony Reno, your host. This is Dragon Radio 51, and the first show of 2007. Sannin Failok, Happy New Year, and welcome to the show. We've got a great show today. We've got music from Thailand, music from China, and music from Japan. We also have a band interview. One of the Thai bands, Garuna, took some time out and spoke with us, so we'll get that to you as well. I'd also like to mention and thank recent listeners who wrote in and told me about finding Dragon Radio on iTunes. And I wanted to remind everybody that if you do prefer the iTunes format, you can go to iTunes and search for Dragon Radio and start using that as your feed for the show. The benefit is you get pictures of the band within the feed, and you also are able to access the links to the bands. And I found out some of the people who wrote in last time, they went out and bought the CDs based on those links. So that's great. I love that. And that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to promote the music in Asia and get those artists some money for their hard work and effort. So please do that when you can. And always, if you have questions about obtaining the music, please email info@dragonradio.hk, and I'll do my best to get you in touch with the artist and their music. Okay? Well, let's start this show off now with music from Thailand. This is a show where we're going to focus on dance, electronica music. And this band was formed in 1998 in Bangkok. And the song we're going to play from them was actually never released on a CD. It was just released with a magazine that was released in Bangkok. So it's a little special. The band is called Stylish Nonsense. And this track is called Haunted Studio. An exclusive, I guess, here on Dragon Radio, dragonradio.hk.
Thank you.
From Bangkok, Thailand, that was Stylish Nonsense and their song Haunted Studio. I really like that track because they use one of my favorite instruments, the theremin, to create that haunted, spooky sound. So good work on that. Also, that track was only released as a single with the DDT magazine, issued in October of last year. So it's not actually on the album. The song was produced in 2001 and chosen at the magazine's request. So please check out Stylish Nonsense. And if you like that sound, you will like their CD. It's called Use Your Professor. Interesting title for a CD. Okay, well, we're going to stay in Thailand right now, and we're going to shift gears a little and do a band interview. The band is called Garuna, and the name of the CD is Vanity Project. And I spoke to Chris, who's, I guess, the founding member of the band, and I asked him a little bit about the Thai music scene and a little bit about the band. So we'll play the interview for you, and then we'll hear their single, So High, which you can also see the video on their MySpace page, myspace.com/Garuna. So let's get to the interview. I really enjoyed your MySpace page, and I like the attitude you guys have. We don't have tattoos, okay. We don't do drugs, we're not angry. It seems like a lot of fun. Can you tell my listeners a little bit about the band, history of the band, how you guys got together?
Sure. I've been playing around with electronic music for 10 to 15 years now, as a hobby, as a passion, really. First, I was really obsessed with dance music and remixing songs. And then it was only when I couldn't get vocals, a cappella were not available or as available now to get vocals for remixing, I, as a lark, for fun, started saying, oh, we'll write our own songs. I'll do my own songs, write lyrics, and then I can do that as dance music. And I did that for many years, had fun with it, had it played out in clubs in Bangkok and so on, just very low-key. And then a couple of years ago, I met up with Art, and I'd worked with a few singers, very sort of on and off, but I met Art, and we met at a shopping center, and we were introduced by some friends, and a few days later, to break the ice or get over sort of initial shyness because we didn't know each other. We went to a shopping center karaoke booth. I don't know if you have those in Hong Kong.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, you can get your karaoke fix anywhere in a mall, for example, and go in and just pour in coins and sing whatever song you want. And so we did. And I basically just sat there feeding the machine coins and Art was just choose songs and start singing and so I could basically audition her that way, and it was clear from the beginning that she had a unique voice, something special about her voice, and so that was at the beginning, and it kind of set the tone for what our band was like, that we were really just some normal people living in Bangkok, different backgrounds but all sort of here, living in a city that's just fast growing, similar to a philosophy you might find in places like Hong Kong or other Asian cities that are just fast growing, and things are happening fast, and people's lives in those cities, normal people, you know, people's lives. So that was sort of the very briefly a history of the band.
Now you mentioned Art; she's the lead singer. I noticed there are two other members, Gung and Ning.
Oh yeah, actually the number of members is growing because I don't see it as a fixed, because we're not a rock band and we're not sort of a fixed number of people in the band. We're sort of ever growing, and I like that about Garuna, that that is what Garuna's about. We have writers, we have musicians, of course, that contribute to the songs that we do. We have a DJ who did some scratch on the album. We have dancers. We have artists that are sort of loosely affiliated with the band. So the number hopefully will just slowly grow as we continue writing songs.
And so it seems like Runa is more of a collective. And you mentioned the diverse backgrounds and the people
yes.
living in Bangkok. What is your background? Are you native sure. Thai, born in Thailand?
No, I'm from Europe. I lived in Thailand for 12 years now.
That's very cool. Now, what does the name Garuna mean?
Runa is originally it's Sanskrit. That means the sentiment of compassion. Hmm. And therefore, it's something that is it's very deeply connected to Buddhism as well, and it's a first person's first name in India and in Thai, and it also means please.
So, being a foreigner in Thailand and being in a music collective and creating mm-hmm. music in Thailand, how do you approach making music? Do you try to pull the culture from where you are? Do you try to push in a little bit of your culture? How do the two mix?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. It's very much something that we have to admit we consciously try to sort of go against the norm of saying picking that something is either Thai music, that it sounds in a certain way, or that Western electronic sounds in a certain way, and you have to by hook or by crook try to combine the two or choose which style that you're using. I wouldn't say we're trying to create a new sound, but we definitely try to explore new sounds. Now, of course, you always bring something from your culture, you know, even though you say you're not. So you're always bringing something from the music that you listen to and your background and so on.
I also noticed on your MySpace page, you mentioned that you're not performing live. Will that change in the future?
Yes. Again, we're not cool enough to perform live because we're not really a band. So this whole thing of us being on a stage and being a rock band is not something that we feel we can do. So we're actually looking into doing some sort of an event tied in with an art show. So sometime next year, our live show will be some sort of an art show with music. Hopefully something that is interactive and really cool, I hope. But that is it's easier said than done.
What I wanted you to do briefly for my listeners is just describe either the Thai or Bangkok music scene. I mean, I have some musicians who listen to the show, and it's always interesting for me to get an outsider's perspective on the actual local music scene.
The Thai music scene, I think, is a boom in especially electronic music. There's a lot of alternative music in Thailand, and just a lot of exciting bands. I mean, there are all kinds of little bands and artists springing up, and it's very exciting time to be making music in Bangkok, and it's fun.
Great. Well, we have a song from your band now. It's a song I found on the MySpace page. You have a video for it. It's called So High. Can you tell us a little bit about the song and the meaning of the song, since it's in Thai?
Okay. Sure. There are some English words. I hope that's okay. There's English words thrown in there. Most of the song is in Thai, but it's peppered with English phrases, and that goes with that has to do with the song itself. That it's sort of a playful stab at the high society life of Bangkok. So the song is really about trying to live a high society life, and the video kind of reflects that also, and it's. It's sort of a friendly poke at that.
Chris, I want to thank you for taking time out and talk to Dragon Radio and talk to me. I hope our listeners get a chance to check out the video for the song So High on your MySpace page. So let's finish this interview by listening to So High. This is Garuna from Bangkok, Thailand. Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome. Thanks, Tony.
Okay, from Bangkok, that was Garuna and their song So High off the CD Vanity Project. Thanks to Chris for spending some time with us. And if you want to see the band and their video, go to their MySpace page. They have a video there you can watch. And it's also a video that was shot by a local Thai director, up and coming. So you get an idea of what music videos look like in Bangkok, Thailand. Very interesting. Interesting video. Okay, we're going to keep going with the music here. We're going to go to Japan and a band called Miami. And their song is called, what's the name of this song? HHHDD. And it's a good song, but I'll tell you, I was trying to research this band, and by the sheer fact that the band name is Miami, it made it almost impossible to find any information about the band. So I suggest to the band they change the name to something a little more specific, you know, look for some differentiation, maybe Japanese Miami or Japan Miami. Actually, their MySpace page is Miami Japan. So if you want to go check them out, you can learn more about the band. This band is also on the JapanFiles.com website, so if you cannot find the CD, better off just going to the website, JapanFiles.com, and downloading the MP3s. Of course, you have to pay for them, but all the money goes to the band, so it's a nice relationship, and hey, you'll save a little landfill, too, by not buying a CD. If you have trouble finding music from the show, please, as always, email me, info@dragonradio.hk, or check out the website, www.dragonradio.hk. So, without further ado, this is Miami from Japan, and their song, HHHDD, right here on Dragon Radio, dragonradio.hk. Simple but interesting music coming from Japan. That was Miami, made up of two ladies, Japanese ladies, go by the name of I and I. Sounds like a reggae band or something like that. I and I. Must be difficult to interview them, at least when you're not there in person. But anyway, check out the band Miami Japan on their MySpace page. And also, it's a JapanFiles.com band. So you can go to the website and download the CDs. Instead of buying the CD, you get instant gratification. And you also save any more plastic from going into the local landfill near your house. Usually what I do, it's actually quite a shame when I buy a CD, I rip it immediately into my computer, and then I either give the CD away to friends or I take it to the local shop and resell them at a much lower value. I'm wasting my money, but unfortunately the music that I like isn't available for download on iTunes, and I'm really not too comfortable with the whole DRM issue, so the JapanFiles.com website is kind of nice because there are no DRM issues. You download it, you use it, and it's yours forever. So support them if you can. Support other business models like that, at least for now. I'm not going to go on about the record industry and how they're ruining the future of music, but everything can be worked out eventually, and hopefully someday someone will come up with a solution to all those problems. Please, you've heard four songs already. Go to the website, vote for your favorite artist at dragonradio.hk. That's www.dragonradio.hk. On the right-hand side, you'll find the link for voting. Please go there and vote. And if you have any problems or questions, email me, info@dragonradio.hk. We're going to finish the show now, this time, with music from China. This is a guy called Do Wei. He's a guitar player. Originally, he was the frontman in a hard rock band called Black Panther. We haven't played Black Panther on the show yet, but I'll get to them, and I have one of their CDs. I just haven't found the right show to put them in. But this band is called Bu Yi Ding, which means not sure yet. And the song is called God Lingers. It's a little slow, jazzy kind of sound, but I always like to finish the show off with a little more mellow track. So we're going to end the show, and I say thank you to you. Thank you to everybody who's listened in the last couple weeks. Please go to iTunes, subscribe there, and get all the latest information about the bands, okay? This is China's Do Wei and his band Not Sure Yet, and their song God Lingers on Dragon Radio, dragonradio.hk. Have a good week, everybody. Thank you.